it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll hear from Booty. We'll hear from Cashman, see what they have to say about what went wrong this season, or if they even acknowledge that anything went wrong. Who knows? I get the feel we're going to hear a lot of we're a really good baseball team, 94 wins, maybe a little bad postseason luck. We'll figure it out here, what we hear from Boone and Cashman, but I'm looking forward to it, BT. Start of the show, obviously, talking some football here with Aaron Glenn. We'll get to the Giants maybe next hour and work in the possibilities of who they could trade for, as it seems like that. We talked about that yesterday, adjusting some stuff with some salaries here to make some more room.
You know what, $4 million, right?
Something like that, to make a little more room for the cap this year, which would indicate you'd think they're going to be going after a wide receiver.
Obviously. Yeah, and some of the names that you saw, again, we'll do it more thoroughly in a bit, but Olave, which is a name I brought up the other day. I didn't bring up Jalen Waddle. I think you did, actually.
Yes, yesterday, Waddle. Yeah.
And there was one more that I threw out
he
there.
He was on
so,
his list.
Yeah.
Okay, you saw like an actual list of people.
I think Connor had it. I think there were three names. Okay. Olave was one. Waddle was one. Targets. Yeah, they're going after some, I mean, at least, you know, the report is some real wide receiver.
BT and Sal on the fan right now. We're talking about, is Aaron Glenn a real head coach or not? Peter is in Wanacue. What's up, Peter?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
All right,
I've got a few points to make. And first, I take Glenn's response to the media as he's basically saying, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Meaning that if I let him loose, gets intercepted, I get blamed. So my point is that he's not scared to lose. I think he's scared to win. And I'm going to put it in perspective. When Brian Daboll came on in the Giants, I remember a game I was watching, and they were down 7 points. They scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he goes for two.
That was Tennessee.
Said, oh
first
God,
first
this
game.
Guy got nuts.
First game, Pete, in Tennessee. Game one.
And he got the team behind him. They went on an adrenaline rush. They had a great first season. That's why he's got a long leash. Now, in comparison, Glenn does not have a long leash. I've been a long time Jet, so I guess I'm numb to it. But I don't care if they're 1-5, 0-6, 2-4. I want to see that they're making the right steps. That he's making winning moves, winning decisions. That say, hey, I got confidence in this guy that he's learning. I don't want to say, oh, he'll learn on the job. Hey, some people just can't. They don't have it. So I want to see him be able to show me that he's making adjustments, and that's what good coaches make.
Yeah, yeah,
there's no other sport.
Yeah,
there's no other sport that the coach has more of his fingerprint on the game than football.
Mm-hmm.
Big X's and O's and strategies. And then on the other half, I want to defend Glenn. Last week, they didn't lose the game because of him. Fields was just terrible. He was behind on those receivers. He makes a couple of those plays, and they're in field goal position. So Fields, I couldn't trust him to hit any other receivers running across the field. He was way behind him. He wouldn't throw. He wouldn't let it loose. He was holding. He was looking to run. So I blame Fields for not making the call.
Right, but then other people, Peter, would blame Glenn for not going to Tyrod Taylor. I am not one of them. But other people are saying that. So you can't just absolve Glenn with the loss. I know it was primarily on Justin Fields, but Aaron Glenn also made some horrific decisions in that game that the Jets could have won. Even with as bad as Fields played, they could have still won that game if he made some different decisions going in at halftime or even at the end of the game trying to kick a field goal instead of ridiculously going for 4th-and-8.
You're right, but Taylor's not the future. We got to say, is this guy going to stick with us? So he's out. So
I agree with you for the record on that.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Well, I got to stick with Glenn for the year and see what he's got, because at this point, we can't switch. Now, the last thing on a humorous point, if I told you that 6 games into the season, the Jets would be 1 game off of the Ravens, I think you'd be happy with that.
That's funny.
So imagine that crowd and their coach and their team out there. They got to be feeling.
Yeah, hey, Mike,
I'll leave you with that,
what,
and I'll listen to your comments.
It's a good call, Pete. Thank you very much. Hit a couple different things there. So John Harbaugh has had a few other points, and he's been with the Ravens for a long time, as we know, where he's been on thin ice, and I think we're getting there again. So, and it's not really his fault because Lamar's hurt, and obviously no Lamar, no wins, but there's a chance John Harbaugh is going to get fired in Baltimore.
And if he's available, I can't sit here and say, well, you got to stick with Aaron Glenn just because you thought he was the right guy and you got to see it through. That may be true. However, if Harbaugh is available and would be open to taking this job, and I doubt that Woody would want him, and I doubt that Harbaugh, if he did get fired, would want this job. He's going to have other jobs.
That's no question.
But that's a situation that, to me, I don't care who the current head coach is, if there's still doubt about it and Harbaugh is available, I'm bringing him in. I would say the same thing for Mike Tomlin. If somehow Tomlin were available, if there's a known commodity that's, to me, in my mind, a guarantee, and I'm the Jets, or really any team that's still in search of or has a question of my head coach, I'm making a decision to fire and hire one of those guys.
After one, make it one and done, huh? We've seen it before, yeah, I get it.
I wouldn't suggest that, and I'm not saying that they need to do that. I'm saying that in the event that somebody like that, Tomlin, Harbaugh, problem is the Jets had a chance to get Jim Harbaugh, and they didn't want him.
Yeah, so let's get the second of the Harbaughs. I like John Harbaugh. I think he's a little bit overrated. I've thought that for a while. Now, if they would have hired him, say if the Ravens got rid of him a year ago and he's coaching the Jets now, I would certainly have been very enthused with the hire. But if Aaron shows any sort of progress, the team, obviously how he handles all these things that are flying at him now, and there's at least some signs that Aaron's getting it, which is what Pete brought up, the caller. He said, listen, we have to give him at least time to show that he can improve upon his mistakes. That's number one. I like John Harbaugh. Don't love him. I love Jim Harbaugh. Jim's not available.
BT, but he was, and they didn't get him. BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls. We come back. And a little Brian Cashman press conference bingo. We've got the bingo cards here in front of us. BT and Sal play some bingo when we'll listen to Booney and Brian and Cashman together. We can get into that when we come back. You like that card there?
This BT? Thing is absolutely. You know what? First of all, it's you and I up top, which is funny. It's all the different terms, which we'll get into when we get back. I just noticed that Cashman's wearing a tux. He's hosting the game.
Yeah.
This is funny. Oh, people are going to love this.
BT and Sal, all the fans. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.